How to talk to anyone, social anxiety, shyness, and body language explained. Written by Craig Yeager. Narrated by Queenie Walsh. Chapter 1. Small Talk in Therapy. Jane bounces into her session. How are you? How's your week going? I guess that's your question, huh? She smiles and stirs her coffee. Can you believe this weather? I mean, wow. It sure is hot. She settles into her chair. Did you see the Laker game Sunday? I do not know what is wrong with them. If they do not keep playing D, the Celts are gonna sweep the series, like Boston needs another champion. Is that a new t-shirt? Jane is making small talk. She's chit-chatting, chewing the fat, shooting the breeze, and or bull. Astute insight into the NBA finals aside, Jane appears all set to go over every little thing except herself. In the vein of client empowerment, I have got three things to say about small talk. Number one, clients are permitted to discuss anything they want. Number two, clients should never feel obligated to make small talk. Number three, if it becomes a big part of treatment, there could be an issue. You're welcome to shoot the breeze with your therapist. It's your penny and your time. You can discuss anything you choose, weather, sports, style, politics, television shows, trivia, all sections of the paper are fair game. Some therapists could ask why you have chosen today's topic, or suggest other items to talk about, but you do not need to bite. Small talk isn't forbidden. You can guide the boat in any direction you'd like. Having said that, talk and therapy can be an enormous waste of your money and time. Let's say you banter for the first 10 minutes of each session. You pay $100 per session, and you're in treatment a year. Your table talk will cost you around $1,000 for the year. In our inflated economy, that's like 12 tanks of gas or 2 tickets to a Laker game. It's also eating up the same as 10 sessions of your precious time that could be spent addressing your problems. Some clients believe they really need to make small talk. It's tempting to apply the exact same social customs from other relationships to therapy. When you get in a store or meet someone new, it is appropriate to break the ice with safe small talk. But treatment works in a different way. No therapist would be upset or consider it impolite if you dismissed the pleasantries and solved down to business. So why do some feel it's needed to kick the session off with small talk? Perhaps they feel the need to make casual conversation for the therapist's sake. They may feel sorry for this separated expert, alone in their office all the time, without anyone to talk with at the water cooler. Even if this is actually true, it is not your job to take care of the therapist's emotions. Therapists need to find time to meet their social and support needs through friends, family, and associates outside their work. We need interacting socially as much as the next individual, but not at your expense. Some clients feel their own interacting socially needs aren't met outside treatment, so their session becomes their own water cooler. It would be worthwhile to resolve this in therapy. The absence of a social or support network could be an essential problem to take on. More frequently, chit-chat is associated with the discomfort of beginning the session. As I wrote last week, it can be difficult to downshift into treatment mode when you're entering from the busyness of life. Small talk provides a shift